If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Every Monday, and this is Monday, Bill and Wendy, who are not here, I'm here, Rick Kogan, do a segment called Military Mondays, which is sponsored by the Federal Savings Bank. They partner with Walgreens to make a donation to the USO of Illinois' Sweet Home Chicago care package. And when they told me, oh, Rick, you're going to be doing this Military Mondays with a very nice, sweet woman named Allison Rubel, I said, oh, hell, I've known Allison for years and love Allison. Allison, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Rick.
Isn't this great? They go, do you know who she is? She's a very important person. I go, hell, I wrote about her when she was just a singer. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to talk to you because you know my affection for USO. And Stuart Rosenberg, the impresario, is on the line, too. And, you know, you at holiday time, you see these sort of groups of soldiers kind of wandering seemingly aimlessly around town looking for something to do, you know? And I don't think, you know, and you and I have talked about this plenty, that the USO still somehow is stuck in the, oh, yeah, that's like Bob Hope used to do that. You serve 300,000 people here, don't you?
Absolutely. Actually, over 330,000 every year. And it is definitely, you know, entertainment and reaching our service members and their families and the things they love the most, they care about the most, family, home, and country. Still very much a part of the USO, you know, but yeah, we are, you know, and we love Bob Hope, of course, that legacy.
Of course.
The name USO is there, but so much more the USO does today, which not only, you know, still we have our facilities, we still send care packages like these Sweet Home Chicago packages. We're so grateful for the Federal Savings Bank and
sure.
Walgreens. But, you know, to go to a facility at the airport, you know, we've had a lot of people have layovers for the holidays and they can go to the USO, a lot of service members, and relax, and it's their home away from home. Programs like that to taking their families out for a night to enjoy some of the best theater in Chicago, a free ticket with our Tickets for Troops program, or even things like, you know, hey, it's the holidays and budgets are tight, really could use a little extra help, and we have families on the home front gift cards that are there to support families and military families in need. So, you know, it's definitely for the state side what we do. We want to speak to all the ways that we can serve the service members' life, not just, you know, when they're deploying overseas, which is so
yeah,
vital,
right.
But
yeah.
Also here at home, and also that their families are taken care of. So, yeah, the USO has expanded its reach and the way we serve military a lot because of how our military are deploying, how they're serving, and how we fight wars, and how our men and women, you know, really need to come home and feel that gratitude. Because I think sometimes the message gets lost in the Facebook and Twitter feeds about what, you know, there are dangerous places around the world that our military are fighting right now. And so we as the U.S., though, stand there to remind everyone and also to let our service members know, look, we're there for you 24/7, 365, no matter what.
Allison Rubel, let me ask you, you started at the USO some time ago as kind of the director of entertainment, and you have now become CEO and president. Let me ask you, why did you first get hooked up with the USO? Not simply because you're a very, very talented singer. It had to be more than that, and I'm sure it wasn't just that, well, Rick, there was a job available. You know what I mean?
Well, no, it was a lot more than that.
I bet.
You know, I think the USO for me, and I've been with the organization, I guess, almost 15 years.
Yeah.
Since, you know, beginning, it's almost like a volunteer and growing through it. You know, it really hit my heart because it really is about helping people. It's about helping your neighbor. And, you know, it started with me with music and certainly the power of letting people have a great night and feel good and playing music they love. But then you make all these personal connections and you see their families and you realize that you're touching their lives. You know, in the state of Illinois, we have a lot of National Guard. Excuse me. And the National Guard, I've seen National Guard families I've known for all these years grow up. You know, someone that started as, you know, just a private first class that's, you know, now a captain and, you know, a major, and you get to know their families and you realize that the mission of what we do, goes beyond just, you know, making them feel good for a minute. It's that we're there no matter what. So I think that's the breadth of the mission for me with USO, and what really hit me is that I can affect people's lives beyond just music. I can do things that are actually improving the quality of their lives, and they're my neighbor, they're my friend, they're my, you know, they're the people that we rely on to keep us safe. And so that really, it's just a constant inspiration for me, and I hope for other people, you know, they get to
well,
know.
Well, obviously, one of the things I remember when I was writing about you, God, I hate to say it, it's almost a decade ago, but where you got, you know, Bill Murray, the hardest guy to get a hold of, unless you're having a crazy party somewhere and he just shows up. You got Bill Murray to MC one of your events, which says to me that there are a vast number of people out there who appreciate and know what the USO does.
Well, yeah, and Bill, I mean, what the fact that he's a Chicago, you know, an Illinois Chicago, you know, we love that. But, yeah, it does speak to power. The USO is known for celebrity, and certainly, you know, that is a big, that's a very important part of what we are. And, yeah, that was a huge night. Bill was absolutely fantastic. You know, we do an annual gala every fall, and we just had our gala this past October. We raised over $1 million.
Wow.
The proceeds support our programs and services.
Did you sing Alison Rubel at?
No.
Oh, come on! That's been the grand tradition of the whole thing. Why would anybody go if you weren't singing?
We let. Oh, thanks. We let other people. We had some fantastic talent there. We actually honored Robin Williams this year posthumously with our Heart of a Patriot for all he did to entertain and support the troops. And his wife, Susan Williams, accepted the award. We had three Medal of Honor recipients. Florent Groberg, who was one of the most recent recipients, spoke. And it's just a night where we bring everyone together. And I think, you know, what you're talking about is whether it's a celebrity or it's a local leader or it's a Medal of Honor recipient, I think everyone agrees that our military deserve our gratitude and our support because they're doing this on a volunteer basis, right? They are. You know, we don't have the draft, and you know, thankfully, as a nation, we've been able to not do that. And we all want peace. You know, I had a wish for peace on Earth, but in lieu of that, it's good to know we have men and women that will drop their lives at a moment's notice to go and defend and help people and nations around the world. So I think, yeah, whether it's a celebrity or something like that, you know, we're here to make sure we make that connection. And the gala is one way. You know, we have a great CrowdRise page. I don't know if some of your listeners are, you know, social media and Facebook savvy, but we have a CrowdRise page where people can show their support. It's just crowdrise.com and then /USO of Illinois. And, of course, our website is USOofIllinois.org. .org, yep. And we're on Facebook. And you know, I personally withhold from tweeting. I don't know how to do that.
The president-elect is doing enough for everybody, I would think, on that score. Alison, it's so great to talk to you. And let's get together soon, because I have such fond memories of you and watching you move from entertainment director of USO to president and CEO. It's a, you know, you can obviously, Stuart Rosenberg, you can listen to her and feel her heart is in this thing.
Well, I'll tell you something about musicians. You know, we love to play music.
Yeah.
And after you've mastered the ability to play music and the ability to open people's hearts and to be responsible for your gift of being a musician, you often ask yourself, what does it serve for me to do this?
Yeah.
And if you're playing a lot of parties, well, you know, that's one thing.
But
you want a better answer than that. And when you find the answer like she has, when you're using music to illuminate people's lives in this way, it's a magical thing.
Alison, I'll write that down for you so you can use that in the next USO promotion.
I might need to use that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I speak in sound bites.
He does. He does. Alison Rubel, President and CEO of USO Illinois. USOofIllinois.org is the website. Keep it on your mind. Don't just look through these soldiers who are wandering around during the holidays. They do have a place to go. Alison, happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
Anytime, hon. Anytime.
Happy holidays, guys. Happy New Year.
Great to chat with you.